In Longview.
Well, welcome back, everyone, to Lufkin, Texas. We got Coach King on the line, and Longview's beaten Westbrook tonight 51-28 to go 3-1 on the season.
Hey, Brent. Hey, guys. Hey. How are y'all?
All right.
Doing good.
Fine, John.
Well, it was a frustrating ball game at times, but I thought we did some really good things at times, too, you know.
And
of course, the thing that jumps out to me, well, the illegal procedure penalties we had in the first quarter. I think we had four in the first two drives, and that's just frustrating. But we were able to come those long-distance situations, long-yard situations. And, you know, we were able to punch them in and score, got some big plays. And, you know, defensively, we made just enough stops to kind of be tied there with 30 seconds to go in the half, and Caden popped a big run, which I really think that kind of was the momentum shift we needed going into halftime.
Well, it sure was.
I mean – he had several big runs, Coach, and I've got him with 238 yards and 22 carries and four touchdowns running one receiving. So, pretty good night.
Yeah, he had some big runs, scored some balls running, and also I think he had one receiving tonight, too, if I'm not mistaken.
He did.
You know, on a little route out of the backfield. But, yeah, he had a big night. I thought Kiki played well. He blocked extremely well, and you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't say our offensive line played pretty good. You know, and they dominated the line of scrimmage. I mean, you know, our tight ends included. I thought Austin and Justin blocked extremely well, and we got our ground game going. And you know, we threw it just enough. Had some good balls, and that's, you know, missed opportunity here or there that we should have had.
I was going to ask about your offensive line. Justin, look out to us as the last two or three. Yeah, their last two or three games, they have really come on.
Well, you know, it takes a while. You know, it's the last unit normally to jail, and particularly when you're replacing a bunch of them. You know, and there's a couple of kids that didn't play football last year due to injury, and this is, you know, really the first football they played in the year. Yeah. So, and then not having spring ball and short two-a-days and all of it, but they're starting to come together, getting a little better, finding an identity, and you know, we're going to have to be able to run football. It sets up play action. And, you know, and it was, you know, tonight, you know, if you were driving the ball to the north, you're going to face about a 13-mile-an-hour wind. And, you know, we didn't throw it as much into the wind as what we did with it. And, you know, probably should have thrown a little bit more in the second half. But we got up, you know, there when we made it a three-score game. You know, I wanted to ground some clock because I know that they're a big play potential, you know, offensively with quarterback and they're big play receivers.
John, with talking about that, you know, we only had the one loss going into district play. And, you know, like you said, you've played a lot of players. And, you know, I know when y'all grade the films, you see this and you see that. But I think we're really prepared to go into this district and really make a big statement. You've got so many good players on both sides of the ball. Our kicking game is great, and we're looking forward, you know, to next week where we can start that district play.
Yeah, well, you know, that's all that matters now. I mean, it's the dress rehearsal's over, regardless if we're 3-1, 1-3, or whatever. Records don't matter, but the teams you play, you know, prepared you for what's down the road, and that's going to be a difficult challenge, you know, with our district. Don't know much about, you know, some of the guys we open up with in Westmoreland, Keaton, and Wiley East and Highland Park. You hadn't had a chance to see them, hadn't played them, some of them in 40 years. So that'll be, you know, exciting to that point, but you know, we're going to take them one at a time. What's most important for us is, you know, next Friday night.
John, one thing I like you comment.
We need to find a way to get
those
9-0 in district play. That's what matters most.
John.
Yeah.
I'd like for you to comment on just how physical the defense was tonight. I mean, we made some giant hits on people. I mean, we might have missed a couple of tackles on the quarterback, but when we just laid the wood on several times.
Well, we were more physical in the second half. The first half, we were kind of anemic. They were running through us and knocking us off the line of scrimmage. You know, and that's things we got fixed. We didn't leverage some plays. But, again, we made the adjustment and started playing better against the big hit. You know, and those are the highlight reel hits, you know, but the ones that get you beat are when you get beat at the point of attack and, you know, you're giving them 4, 5, 6 yards to carry. You know, those are the ones that concern you the most. But, you know, we got a fast physical defense, and, you know, we created a bunch of turnovers tonight. I don't know how many picks we got. Almost 2 or 3, I don't know.
I think 3.
Yeah, 3, and we got a fumble. So we got some turnovers, and to my knowledge, we didn't have a turnover. I had 2 punts there in the second half, in the fourth quarter, you know, that we'd like not to have to do. But we had a big return on the punt return. We had a big interception return. So, you know, I think our defense did a good job, much, much better job in the second half.
Yeah, I thought they did, John. They really did. And you really, offensively, as you talked about, both sides of the ball, but that offensive line, they really gave us so many opportunities, and we were able to take advantage of it. And, you know, it's like you said, it's a big lift knowing how the guys played and how I'm sure they'll continue to play starting district next week.
Yeah, well, it's the offensive line blocked good at times, I can tell you. Good running backs make you look good, too, but there was times it wasn't there and our backs made something happen. You know, I thought we ran physical. I thought, other than a couple of runs, they hit the crease. You know, there was a couple of times that thought we missed a cut, but, you know, heck, they made it right more than they missed it, I can promise you that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, John, congratulations. Big win. Y'all have a safe trip home, and we'll look forward to talking to you and seeing you next Friday night.
West Mesquite visits Lobo Stadium. I don't think we've ever played, have we?
I don't think so.
I don't know much about them, you know. I know Frank Sandoval's a new coach there. He's been there about a year. You know, I don't know much, but, hey, we got to get the Lobos ready to play in senior night. We did move it to, like I said, next Friday night.
Okay.
And we're going to recognize 43 seniors in pregame, so hope we have a big crowd. You know, you guys be safe. Thank you all.
Okay, we will.
Okay, John.
Congratulations.
Talk to y'all next week. All right.
See you,
go
buddy.
Lobo.
Great win. All right. Good night.